the Game Changer Real Estate Podcast, where we help agents get their first five deals.
Hi, friends. It's Jennifer Henry. We are in a 12-episode series entitled Game Rules, the Rules of Engagement for How to Win in Real Estate. We talk about the game of real estate, and we talk about you've got to play by some rules. And I'm not talking about the real estate commission rules. I'm talking about the rules of how you will engage not only with yourself, but with your business. And that's what these rules are all about. These rules are intended to really tackle head on the biggest challenges real estate agents face internally and help them overcome it and grow through them so that they can have everything that they want to have in a career of real estate. We're on game rule number 7 today, and I want to make sure that you know there are 6 previous. They do not have to be in order. In fact, these are as needed. You use these game rules in your own world where they're needed. When you're seeing a challenge in a particular area, you pull out the rule, you say the rule, you live by the rule, you use the affirmations we've attached to it. And that's how we practically use these rules to fight to stay in this game called real estate. Game rule number 7, my friends, is a deep rule. It's pretty robust, and we're going to unpack it today. And here it is. Game rule number 7. Excuses are the language of limitation. Action is the language of liberation. Excuses. You've heard this said many times. You hear people that use excuses for not getting done what they want to get done, and we roll our eyes and we're annoyed and we're like, oh my gosh, just so many excuses. But we do them. We all do it. We all have our excuses. Let me give you an example. I was in this really good mode of going to the gym every day, 5 days a week. I was working out. This was last fall. And on November 10th, I broke my toe. And it hurt, but I was in my mode and I kept going to the gym and it was hurting. And then I started being afraid that I was actually hurting it worse by going to the gym and doing these squats and these lunges because my toe would hurt really bad afterwards. So I took a week off. That 1 week taking off at the gym was the perfect downtime for me to get out of the habit. Man, it's so quick how quickly we get out of these habits, right? So I found myself a month in doctoring and babying my toe that just wouldn't heal and feeling kind of happy that I had an excuse to not go to the gym. And not all subconscious, you know, I'm not saying that I actively say, oh, I'm not going to the gym. I'm so happy I broke my toe. But, you know, I was like, I had an excuse. I had a reason to get out of doing something I didn't really feel like doing. How often do we look for reasons, excuses to not do what we want or need or have to do? You're like, oh, too bad, so sad, I can't go to the gym. Silly example, and yet this shows up in a real estate career all the time with the agents I serve. You know, one little setback and suddenly, oh, I need a month off to just get my head straight. And excuse. You know, we have this minimum standard with our coaching that you make 5 contacts a day. Well, that should not be hard. It shouldn't be hard to talk to 5 people a day. I'm pretty sure we all do that on a regular basis. But it's just, do we do it intentionally is the key difference. So you find people that will use excuses to not do the things that they know they need to do. And so we all know what excuses look like. They're big, hairy reasons. But I would argue that you could also use the word reason interchangeably for excuses. The reasons why you don't feel you can do things or don't believe that you can do things. The reasons. In fact, there's a quote I heard once that said you can have reasons or results, but you can't have both. So either you have results from going to the gym every day or you have the reasons why you haven't been. You don't get both. You don't get to have reasons, oh, my toe is broken, and have, you know, a fitness level that you're proud of. It just doesn't work like that. So we know what excuses are, that big, hairy, ugly reasons, disempowerment, if you will, to keep us small and keep us safe and keep us from really having to do anything we don't feel like doing. Now, I want to pause and say that some of our reasons/excuses are legitimate. And you are the one that gets to decide if your excuses are good, bad, or indifferent, not me. I'm not the judge and ruler over your excuses. In fact, here at Game Changer, when we have agents that can't make it to something or can't complete something, we tell them not to tell us the reasons why, because that puts us in the seat of the judge to say that's a good reason or a bad reason. That almost asks for validation for the excuse. When you tell someone, here's the reason why I couldn't do it, validation, please validate my excuse. And when they don't, you're offended. You know, and that's not a fair place to put someone. So excuses are what they are, and you either did it or you didn't do it. And that's it. And when we can learn how to show up to our life without creating, making the excuse, but owning the result, now we don't ask for permission. We just say, this is what I did or this is what I didn't do. And you don't put the onus on someone else to say whether that was a good reason or not. Because excuses are asking for excuse, a pardon, if you will, from not completing and not doing what you said you were going to do. But I digress. Reasons and excuses are yours. They belong to you. You decide if they're worthy of you showing up less than empowered or not. 100% that ball's in your court. Not mine, not anybody else's. And you know why? Because you are the one that has to live with the results of your life, good, bad, or indifferent. You're the one that gets to decide what your reputation is. Is it someone that does what they say or not? Is it someone that makes excuses or not? You're the one that gets to live with the results of your bank account, whether you have money or you don't. You're the one that gets to live with the results of your relationships and how you've poured into them and how you've shown up to them, whether they're positive or negative and moving you forward, whether they fill you emotionally or whether they drain you emotionally. The results of your life are yours. You're the one that lives with them, has to justify them, and has to face them. So your excuses, when verbalized, are weak because you put yourself in a position of asking for pardon for decisions you already made. Now, we also have internal excuses, excuses we use on the inside to not show up to things. And I get why we do that. I'm human. I do it too. I'm definitely not above reproach when it comes to excuses. I try so hard to see my excuses for what they are and call them what they are instead of making them feel like such valid limitations. But the reality is that excuses are the language of limitation. Here's the reason why I am limited is essentially what you are saying. Here's the reason why I have limitations. Limitations, limitations, limitations. Limitations are stated or assumed or believed reasons why things can't happen for you. And we all have them. We all believe that there is a roadblock for anything that we want to achieve. But the reason I know that the roadblock isn't true is because somebody else on the same road may not encounter the same roadblock. It's not there for them. So if it's not there for them, then that is a limitation that you created. It's a wall you built. And with new thinking and new empowered thoughts, you can absolutely disintegrate that wall, nuke it, blow it to smithereens. So excuses limit us. They create reasons why we cannot achieve. And we know, my friends, we know that anything is achievable that you want. Anything is achievable. Any limitation you have can be overcome either by you or by someone else that's helping you, or sometimes simply by just a new thought. So excuses are the language of limitation. It's where limitation lives. Limitation thrives and breeds and eats excuses for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now, the opposite of excuses is action. Doing it anyway. This aligns with one of our other game rules, which is game rule number 4, that production solves everything. You want to get over your limitations? Take action. You want to get over yourself? Take action. You want to empower yourself? Take action. Action is the language of liberation. Excuses, language of limitation. action language of liberation. Which one do you want in your life? Do you want to be limited or do you want to be liberated? Action is where liberation lives. Liberation will not happen to you. You will have to pursue it, fight for it relentlessly. And in doing so, you will have to interrogate and stare down your excuses every single day. If you are not aware of what your excuses are, here's what you do. You take a look at the gap of your life, where you are, where you want to be in any given area, where you want to be with your fitness, where you want to be in your spiritual walk with God, where you want to be in your intellect, where you want to be in anything, anything, you name it. There is a gap where you are and where it is. Look at the gap, the big gaping hole between you and where you want to be. Inside of that hole, what are your limitations, perceived limitations? And what excuses have you created around those limitations for them to be there? Because they're only there by your permission. What excuses have you created? What actions are you not taking to get to close the gap between where you are and where you want to go? What actions are you not taking? And why are you not taking those actions? What language have you put around the inaction? Typically, in that language, you'll find your excuses. I don't have enough money. I don't know enough people. I am always tired. I don't have this. I don't have that. I need this. I need that. All of these things speak to lack and limitation. The truth is, you may not have a dollar to your name, but you may look at any business and realize there are things you can do in your business that cost nothing other than your courage. You may not know enough people, but you live in a world, a free world, where you can walk around and meet anyone on any street and any Starbucks and any grocery store, and you can join any club and any church and any gym, and you can meet people. Get over your excuses and change it. Take action. Action is the language of liberation. So we all need to take a minute, a real long look in the mirror. Not out the window. Looking out the window is looking for the excuse. It's looking for the limitations. Look in the mirror. In what ways have you created excuses in your life that have limited you? In what way do you allow your pain, your weaknesses, your challenges to hold you back? There are people in our world that want what you want that have already done it and have more challenges than you. The key difference is that they don't allow their challenges to limit them. And you have that choice too, every day. It is not easy to flip this switch, but when you want what you want more than you want to be safe and comfortable, you will decide to get over yourself. Game rule number 7, excuses are the language of limitation. Action is the language of liberation. Here are the 10 affirmations that we have written around these. Use them at will. I take full responsibility for my actions and for my results. I am committed to the most honest version of myself. Excuses have no power over my drive and determination. I am self-aware and I hear myself when I use excuses that limit myself. I trust myself to make the best choices for my future. I set myself apart by being more accountable to my results than those around me are to theirs. I take a stand for my success when I take authority over my excuses. I am crystal clear on the difference between excuses me and empowered me. I understand that the weak make excuses and the strong make changes. Within me is everything I need. It is my desire, my friend, for you to find liberation inside a world of action. Game rule number 4 says the production solves everything. Game rule number 7 says excuses are the language of limitation and action is the language of liberation. I'll keep saying it. I've repeated it multiple times in this episode. We want freedom more than we probably want anything inside of this career of business and entrepreneurship. The only way you find freedom is to take action over the excuses and the limitations that make themselves so readily available. You are stronger and more powerful than that. Take the stand for yourself, take action, and kick excuses to the curb.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out our library of great resources for you at GameChangerRealty.com.